This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
You often hear about songs that people are releasing and music that they're writing, and I've been reading a lot about Jo Britton and about her heart around the music and the way that music makes her feel, the way that God makes her feel, the stuff of life, big decisions, everyday things, the Word of God. I think her mind is a little bit busy like mine. I feel there's a kindred spirit here, so I can't wait to get to her on the line. Her name is Jo. Jo Britton, good morning. Welcome to Breakfast on 729 AM.
Hi, Brad. It's such a joy and privilege for me to be here today and to talk to you.
So I think your mind must be very busy, because you've shared a lot about your heart of this new album of yours, Behold, and the things that have inspired you. Your head sounds like it's pretty busy in there.
Well, to me, it feels normal. I think, I hope everyone's heads are like that. Otherwise, I might be weird.
So let's talk about this new album. I mean, you wanted to do a few live recordings, which you did with some of your friends and names that we know well. And it got such a great response. They said, come on, we don't just want an EP. Make us a full album. Give us a few more songs, which you did, studio songs that you recorded. Tell us the journey to get you to the point of doing the live recordings.
So the journey is quite interesting. One of the songs on the album is called I Say Yes. Hmm. And why I'm talking about that song specifically is I wrote that song right after I said yes to go and join a church plant in Croatia.
That
didn't actually happen in the end for me. The church plant happened. But because of that in my life, I was like, okay, I know that if I'm going to join the church plant, we are going to be busy with evangelism, building relations, learning the language, the culture. So I knew I'm going to have to put my music on a massive hold.
Yeah.
And when that happened, that's why the calling was written. I told Gideon, who's my producer, I went to him and I'm like, Gideon, for at least 3 years, I know I'm not going to focus on music and writing, but I have these songs. So let's do an EP.
Yeah.
So it was really, I almost want to say all of this happened because I said yes to Croatia. I know that if I didn't say yes, I would have had the excuse or just not the push, and I would have just released maybe one or two more singles. Mm. That's really the process and what happened and what caused the live album to be recorded. And I wanted it to be live because I wanted people to worship with me. I didn't want just a studio thing. And then it was just 5 songs. And like you said, my publisher was like, hey, why don't you just maybe then do a whole album? And then I had to write or think of 3 more songs. Mm. And then I Say Yes was actually part of the 3 songs. I didn't know, am I going to add that song? But in the end, it definitely made the album, and I'm so grateful for it because it kind of explains the reason why all of this happened, and I'm so grateful to God for it.
It's one of those beautiful stories, Jo, where it's a matter of, it gives you this feeling, God just wanted to see if you would be obedient, and if you would listen, and if you would be prepared to stretch yourself. And when you said yes, just like the song said, then God would say, thanks for showing me your true heart, the journey maybe that you went through to get to your final decision. But come on, you've got to also see the side of it. We now get to enjoy your music ministry, because 2020 and 2021 has kind of been your time to be raised up into the space. We've had that first song that you shared with us here that you did with Retif and with Ruan. And then, of course, your song Nothing Compares. So this has been your time of being elevated, and I'm glad that God would continue it.
Yeah, no, definitely. And one of the things that one of our church leaders, when we spoke about, am I going? Because I already sold everything. I sold everything.
No way.
I moved out of my house. I was there. Like I was going, just waiting for papers. And an image that he got from it, when we spoke through everything, especially the music ministry, God showed him the picture of Abram and Isaac, where where Abram also, you know, had, you know, he waited for that promise
totally.
That the Lord gave him.
I'm so sorry to interrupt you. I'm so sorry to interrupt you, Joe. That was the exact image that I had in my mind when I thought about your story. I'm like, this feels like Abram and Isaac. So I'm sorry, I just had to say that.
Yeah, and usually that's the response. Every time I tell the story, people see that picture, and it's such a beautiful, I'm getting emotional now because, I don't think that God was like trying to test me, but still, it's important for me also to know that, you know, Lord, I'll give up this dream. You know, I know that I am called for music ministry, but when you call me to nations, and I'm still at that place, you know, I would still give up everything, even if it's music that's my passion and my desire, I would say yes, because it's for eternity. I'm cautious and sell the lung in eternal things, and that's why I would even put my music on the altar and on the pause, you know, to just do what you asked me to do. And it's beautiful that so many people get that picture, because that's what he gave me. So I'm grateful.
and the beautiful thing, Joe, about music and English music, like you've created, well, except for the one song, but the English music you've created, it can reach out. I mean, the people in Croatia can still sing this music that you've created. Your fingerprint doesn't have to not be on even that church plant, and then everywhere else where English music is enjoyed, you know, your voice can ring out. So I think this is fantastic. Mm. So we did mention there's an Afrikaans song on the album. Chat us a little bit about that, and you didn't sing that on your own either.
Yeah. So when we thought about the three new songs, I really wanted to do an Afrikaans song, but I at that time, and I'm talking about maybe 3 months ago, I was at a very down space in my life. If we have time, I might share on that. But I was really at a place where I was disappointed, and I was a bit, if I'm totally transparent, a bit angry with the Lord. Mm. And now I have to think of three songs, and I want to do an Afrikaans song. But for me, I don't just want to write something and not spend really a lot of time. And for me, because I minister in English, I pray in English. That's mostly, even though I'm solidly Afrikaans. When I tried to write something, it just felt like I'm pressed for time, and I can't make it as beautiful as I want to make it. I really want to honor the language because it's such a beautiful language. Mm. And so I thought, well, let's go to the hymns and let's find something that speaks to me. And then I just went, I think I landed on maybe the FRK website, and I just saw all these psalms and psalm this and psalm this, and then I saw this Leer my op die wag weer. And I went in, I saw that it's just four refrains. So it's actually just four verses, because that's in the old days, that's how they wrote. And the words were so beautiful and so deep and intimate. When I listened to the little track that, and I realized, no, I definitely don't know this song. and then I just took the words and I started writing it and singing it the way I think it should sound. And that's really how it came out. And I then just decided, well, I want to do it with someone. Mm. And Janine Price is, she's been in my life now, I think, since maybe March. She's my vocal coach.
Wow.
Absolutely beautiful woman, loves the Lord, really a worshiper. And I just thought, well, I want to really do it with her. So that's how all of that happened. And I'm so thankful because it's the way it was written. I don't think I could have done it any better. And I think it will speak to so many people in this time that we are in. So I'm really happy about that song.
Yeah, look, now you've given us a little bit of an idea, and you've also shown us how real you are. You've been so incredibly open and transparent. Thanks for being like that, because we're sometimes scared to be cross with God. We think, ons mag nie, you know, and we think it's not okay to not want to do something or to be down, or we feel like we've always got to be smiling and happy and joyful. And I mean, we got to be real. The psalmist was real, and as a musician, I'm sure you relate to much about the psalmist.
Yes, absolutely. I love that, because God wants a real relationship with us. So if, you know, I'm not married, but obviously when you are married, you would tell your husband when you are angry. It doesn't mean you don't love him. It doesn't mean that you're going to abandon him. You are just telling him, listen, I'm angry with you. And that's how I see my relationship with God. I don't have to be fake with him because, number one, he knows everything. So I don't have to hide my emotions from him. But when I go through a time like that, I know that there's no one in the world that I love more than him. So I can tell him everything that I go through. I can tell him when I'm disappointed or when I'm angry. And I know that he knows more than that. He knows that I love him. So, yeah, transparency and real relationship with God is what he wants. So, definitely.
So, this album is called Behold. This album is called Behold from Joe Britton. You've heard how candid this lovely lady is about her life and her relationship, and she's expressing herself through music. I think it's beautiful. Someone on our WhatsApp line says, I can hear that Joe is a beautiful and honest heart, says this listener on our WhatsApp line, and I cannot agree with you more. Which leaves us in a space here where when we sing this, and you created this music for churches to sing, not just for us to listen to. So we can kind of almost lock our emotions in with yours and say, you know, we feel the same things that Joe feels. We're sometimes afraid to say them to God or say them to anybody, let alone on the radio on a Friday morning. So I think singing this, I think, will be our hearts joining with yours. It'll be really authentic worship.
Yes. Yeah, and that's really, like you said, that's my heart for this album. My previous songs, I do write ministry songs that maybe for the individual going through a difficult time. I do that sometimes. But this one, I really wanted it to be, corporate worship thing. I want the songs to be able to go to different churches and have, you know, the body of Christ using them to glorify God. So that would be my greatest joy to know that people are actually using this in their time of worship and praise towards God. Because I think it's not just sometimes songs is not most songs. Sometimes just edifies the person.
Yes.
But when I think of worship and Afrikaans, the word is so beautiful. It's unbidden. I feel like let's make it towards the only person who is really worthy of worship. So definitely for the church, hopefully it's easy singable. I realize sometimes I write as I go into studio, Gideon sometimes say the lines you sing or the harmonies are sometimes difficult or different. So sometimes it's not as easy singable as I think it is. So I really hope that it is easy singable for any person.
Well, we're going to hear the song I Say Yes in just a few moments after we greet Joe. But first, Joe, how do we get hold of the music? And if the church says, well, we'd love to consider it, I mean, how do they get in touch with you or your publisher to have these kinds of conversations or those who just want to add this to their playlist?
Yeah, so the music is literally available on any music platform. So whether you use iTunes or Spotify, Deezer, YouTube Music, it should be on any platform. So just go and search Joe Britton. It's J-O, not J-O-E.
Mm-hmm.
And then for churches, if they have a Song Select or a CCLI license for church music, they'll be able to find that on CCLI. Publishers said that it would be loaded and it will be there. I haven't checked this morning.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, you know, if they can't find it, they can just, you know, on my Instagram or Facebook, just send me a message on there and I'll just get the chord chart to them. It would be my pleasure and honor.
It's been a pleasure and honor to speak to you this morning, Joe. Thanks so much for blessing us. And I know our listeners this morning, too, and when they hear this music, they'll be able to bring it all together and create a full picture of what the story is all about. Have a beautiful day. Thanks for your time on this Friday morning. Take care, Joe. We can't wait for more music.
Thanks so much, Brad. Appreciate it.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.